Hello and welcome to another new episode of the Yashoda Health Podcast brought to you by Yashoda Hospitals. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and our topic for the day is Feet First, Expert Insights on Diabetic Foot Management. In this episode, we'll talk in depth about diabetic foot ulcers and its causes, and we'll also be discussing about how it can be diagnosed and the latest treatment modalities available for the diabetic foot. Dr. Bhavan Ram, Consultant Vascular and Endovascular Surgeon and Diabetic Foot Consultant from Yashoda Hospitals, Secunderabad, will be joining us for this episode to provide expert advice on the topic. So let's get started. Welcome to the program, Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Lakshmi.
So, Doctor, what is a diabetic foot and why is it a concern for people with diabetes?
So, Dr. Lakshmi, diabetic foot ulcer is a complication which happens in diabetic patients. In general, 10 to 15% of diabetics will develop this complication during their lifetime. So, this is a quite common complication in diabetics.
So, Doctor, what are the common causes of diabetic foot and how can they be prevented?
So, diabetic foot ulcer, as its name only suggests, that it is any ulcer which develops in the foot and then it gets infected and it can create a problem. So, this diabetic foot ulcer can develop from any small injury. Sometimes you can say like small shoe bite can develop into diabetic foot ulcer, or person is trying to cut their nail and they injure the finger, from that it will start. Or sometimes walking barefoot, which is a quite common practice we see in surroundings while going to a temple, small stone injury in the foot, it may cause your diabetic foot ulcer. So you can say all these small things can cause diabetic foot ulcer. It doesn't require any major thing to happen to you. So always better to be careful.
Yeah, such a trivial things or trivial injuries leading to such a major condition. So, Doctor, what are the signs or symptoms of diabetic foot and when do you think someone with diabetes should seek medical attention immediately?
Right. So, here this is a main part where majority of patients are ignorant or they are not knowing. Why? Because what happens in diabetes, diabetic neuropathy sets in after 4 to 5 years of diabetes. So, diabetic neuropathy is a condition where sensation of the foot is decreased. Patient will not be knowing any small touch sensation also in the foot. So, whenever they have small injury, they will not have pain. And that's why they will not be knowing that they are having ulcer in the foot. Over the time, within 2 or 3 days, because of the sugar and other things, it gets infected and then it causes a main complication of diabetic foot ulcer. So here, always try to see your feet twice in a day, when you get up in the morning and when you are going to sleep. At that time, take a mirror, see the foot part. Either you or your spouse or your family member can do that part. Second part is keep your sugars under control. Sometimes what we think is, no, I'm controlling everything, or you are checking your sugars at home with the glucometer and then you think, no, everything is under control. No, don't rely on that part. Try to meet your either diabetologist or your foot surgeon every second or third month and just see that whether everything is under control or not.
So, Doctor, when someone is diagnosed with diabetic foot ulcer, so what are the treatment options that are available for the patient?
Treatment part depends that at what condition patient is reaching to the doctor. If you are reaching early, small ulcer, there is no big infection, circulation is good, then in general we do the daily dressing. If required, we do the offloading footwear and patient heal with time. But majority of time this is not the case. We see that infection is much more increased, then we have to remove that infection by doing a small surgery, we call it debridement. And after that, if circulation is not good, then it becomes little bit more complicated. Why? Because you have to do advanced treatment in the form of tibial angioplasty, where we do a small puncture, try to improve the circulation to the foot, which is an essential part for the healing, because if blood is not reaching to that part, that ulcer will never heal. So, right, again, to put it in this thing, that if you see any small ulcer, try to reach at early phase so that we can treat it easily.
So, could you brief us about tibial angioplasty procedure more, Doctor?
Tibial angioplasty is one form of peripheral angioplasty. We have heard a cardiologist doing the cardiac angioplasty for the heart. Same thing, we are doing it for the leg or upper limb arteries, where wherever blockages are there in the blood arteries or blood vessels, we go in with the small puncture, we inflate the balloon and we remove the blockages. By doing this, we improve the blood flow till the toe part or till the ulcer is there, because blood is the main organ or main medium through which everything, every nutrient and every antibiotic will reach to the foot or other distal parts. So doing tibial angioplasty improves the circulation, and here it helps in the healing process.
I think that's wonderful, because tibial angioplasty is not a complicated procedure, and the patient would not require a prolonged stay in the hospital. Am I right, doctor?
Right. So tibial angioplasty we do with a small puncture either in the groin or in the hand. Because it is done under local anesthesia, there is no longer stay required. We generally keep the patient for one day in observation, and next day patient can go home walking itself. No other anesthesia related complications or no other major risk factors for the tibial angioplasty.
Now coming to the last question, doctor, what advice do you have for people with diabetes who are concerned about their foot health, and how can they work with their healthcare provider to manage their diabetes effectively?
So, Dr. Lakshmi, what I have observed in my 10 to 15 years of experience is people who are having diabetes, they are always worried about one thing: sugar control, sugar control, sugar control. But here I would like to emphasize more on the foot part also. It's not just sugar control. With sugar control also you can develop diabetic foot ulcers. So try to see or observe any abnormal changes happening to your body, particularly your feet, because they are the most ignorant part. We do not see our feet every day. So diabetic foot patients should try to see their foot every day, once or twice, or somebody should be observing it. If you find anything abnormal, just let us know or meet your diabetologist.
So thank you, doctor, and thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for more episodes from Yashoda Hospitals.